A Native Title conference kicked off in Darwin today to highlight the challenges and opportunities of Native Title in the lives of Indigenous people and how it affects their lands, waters and communities. Marilyn Hetrelies caught up with John Paul Janke from AITSIS, who are co-convening the conference, and to find out more about the significance of National Reconciliation Week.
I think the week's all about the whole of the nation coming together to celebrate Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander achievement, but also to recognise the interwoven history, the black history of Australia and the European history of Australia, and bring that together in a week to advance the nation. It's an opportunity for us to learn more about our Indigenous history that stretches back over 50,000 years. And it's as the world's oldest living continuous culture on the planet, that is something that all Australians can celebrate. So I think it's a week where Aboriginal people say to non-Indigenous people, you know, join us, share our story, because our story is the nation's story. And I'd hope that it's a time for non-Indigenous people to embrace that story and celebrate Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
And AITSIS conference held in Darwin this week is called Strong Culture, Strong Country, Strong Future. What are you hoping to get out of this conference and what issues are you going to be focusing on?
Well, the conference is in Darwin. It attracts over 700 delegates. This year is looking at the belief that once you get country back, so to have strong country, you need strong culture. You can do that by being on country, practicing and learning culture, talk about your native title or your sovereignty. So it's looking at a diverse range of issues across the native title sector, but in the aim of once you get your country back, that country can facilitate strong culture, strong language and strong identity.
What are some of the most pressing issues to do with native title at the moment?
I think the issue for a lot of people is there's a lot of communities at different levels of their native title process. Some are still engaged in getting their land back. Others have got their land back and they're now going through the struggles of what to do with the land, provide economic benefits to the people or to provide cultural benefits. So there's all these different challenges for all those different groups at different levels. So this conference is about bringing all those players together and sharing examples and highlighting opportunities to work together, to share examples of what worked well, what didn't, so that everyone can sort of benefit from native title.
And it is an election period. How would you like to see Indigenous affairs highlighted during this campaign and from an incoming government?
Personally, I'd like to see more priority given to Indigenous issues. I think, you know, on a national level, Indigenous issues have, the dialogue with Aboriginal people has slipped to the wayside. I'd personally like to see that to the forefront. But importantly, I think that both parties or all parties need to have consultation with Aboriginal people. They need to say the work that we're doing is in consultation with Aboriginal people and listening to communities on what they actually want. Because it's not a one-blanket-fix-all problem. It's different issues in different places, and I'd like to see that addressed on a national level.
And what they're doing isn't working at the moment?
Well, I think they're not listening to communities. And I think communities have different priorities, they have different strengths, and they have different challenges. And I think that to do that on a national level, we have to work with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander leaders and communities and say, you know, we want to work with you guys to fix the problems and issues in your area, and you let us know how we do that.
Director of Community and Public Relations at the Australian Institute for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies, speaking with The Wire reporter, Marilyn Hetrelies.